I've been getting a lot of people chatting about and asking me what are Gaylors going to do after the New Heights podcast airs. For example, I got an add-on to my blog today that said, genuinely, what are Gaylors going to do after the podcast when what happens is the complete opposite of what they've convinced themselves? Like, she is quite literally tying every aspect of this to her and Travis being a team now, and it's still not clicking for them. I'm here to warn you guys, if you're looking for tons of Gaylor crash outs after the podcast, there'll probably be some, but there probably won't be as many as you think there'll be. I have this saying that the Gaylors don't take L's. They'll predict something for weeks and weeks and months and months. For example, they were predicting that at the end of the Eras Tour, Carly Kloss would come on stage with her and Taylor's secret children that they believe they have together, and they would come out as a family, and then they walk through the orange door. That did not happen at all, and yet nobody said, oh gosh, guys, maybe we're wrong, maybe our theories are off. So let's say the episode of New Heights tonight goes really, really well, and it's really obvious that Taylor and Travis are super in love, and that she loves to work with him and associate her work with him and write love songs about him. I can already tell you what they're gonna say, and I wrote it out to that anon I mentioned earlier. They'll say stuff like, oh my god, it's so obviously fake. Did you see how she sniffed at minute 24? That's her tell that she hates him. The PR is PRing. Honey, I'm straight, and me and my boyfriend would never act like that. Not me realizing when she said XYZ, she actually meant ABC. At 8:03, she rolled her eyes because she's obviously still in love with Carly Kloss. And the big thing they're gonna say in the wake of this album, in the wake of, at minimum, several of these songs being great love songs about Travis, they're gonna say that TS12, The Life of a Showgirl, is the last performance Artler album, that she is doing performance art and that she is putting on one last showgirl persona, and then she'll come out as her true self on TS13. Every time something happens, they move the goalpost. It doesn't matter what happens, they will not take the L. They will proclaim victory and say they won no matter what happens. She could make out with Travis there on that podcast and they'd just be saying, ew, gross, like you could tell she wasn't into it by the way she tweedled her tweeds or whatever. In conclusion, if you're looking for crash outs, sure, there'll be some, but probably not as many as you think there'll be.